This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Number to join us is 800-259-9231. You know, I think I want to go back to the different patriot groups of the 50s and 60s that discovered the World Government Plan. It was actually being taught in colleges to the next generation of managers and technocrats. Chiefly among them were the John Birch Society. They were the evil right-wingers that were against the Vietnam War. Because they laid out the plan from their own documents for a one-world religion, a one-world army, a one-world court, a one-world bank, and then every facet of your life dictated to you by the central cultural destructors. They call themselves engineers. And you look at it, man, they have built it. They're about 15 years behind. But now they are massively accelerating it. They're just doing it no matter what happens. And so I keep saying they're about 15 years behind. That's their own admission. They've been saying they've been 15 years behind for about 20, 30 years. But now I'd say 7, 8, 9 years behind. They've accelerated so much the last 5, 6 years. Fundamental transformative change. And they've set up a cult, man. You get around Trendies, you get around Fortune 500 businesses, and it's women all in charge, marching around, letting you know they're in charge. They get all the management jobs. They're the professionals. And you could argue in cultures, yeah, men were generally the hunters or, you know, in the more dangerous jobs, whatever, men are in charge. The point is it's artificially being overthrown. They've broken up the family. They're only bringing women into positions of power to end the family. Just like the Romans would bring in house slaves. Was it Walter Williams? I forget. Like 20 years ago, there was an editorial I heard Rush Limbaugh talking about. And I actually had to go to this newsstand place called News. One half of it was news. The other half of the place was like pornography. But as a news guy, that's where I'd have to go to. They had hundreds of newspapers. It was when the internet wasn't really that big in like 95, 96. So I would go every couple of days and just get the Chicago Tribune, you know, all these different newspapers that you couldn't get in Austin. And I remember going and getting the newspaper I heard Limbaugh talk about. I was my own producer. And it was one of the black philosopher lawyer commentators. I forget which one. And it was a whole article about a manual that had been translated out of Latin that was over 2,000 years old by French sugarcane slave plantation owners. If somebody can find this, send it to me, because I can't find it. And I saw references to it in other history books before, but he had it. And he was going over, was it Cal Thomas or Walter Williams? They were going over how they were explaining, and they translated it into English now, and it was being used by slave owners 200-something years ago in the United States, or then the colonies, about how you get people off the slave ships, you take whoever the obvious leader is, and you beat them to death. And you tell the women, he was bad, we're going to kill your children now, your little boys, if you don't keep them under our control. And so the women immediately became informants and controllers, and then they'd be brought in. That's why you see it in all the old movies, but in the old original culture where you got the, you know, black mammy in the house, and you know she's running the show, and the men are outside under her control. And why she would even many times dole out the discipline. My dad talks about that because he'd be sent for a month here, working a machine shop in Houston, or they'd send him, you know, for a month to go pick cotton to see what it was like. He'd talk about being a little kid picking cotton a couple summers. And that's who the foremen were old, big black women over poor whites and blacks in the cotton fields. I'm just telling you. And that all is out of a Roman manual that they had, mainly white slaves, about how they would first... I'm going to explain all this when we come back and then go to your calls. That's what all this is. This is classic slavery, is what you're seeing right now. And women are always put in charge.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
Is the recession really over? Is a bigger one on the way? Will our next president lead us to prosperity and peace, or will it all fall apart? Our modern world is unpredictable and unstable. Are you ready for what comes next? What if the worst happens? Will your family have enough food? Willing to gamble that nothing bad will ever happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, in recognition of the July 4th holiday, get a 20% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for up to 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Baby.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
That guitar feeds the soul, doesn't it? Listen to that view blasting out. There's a wind on down the road for global government. Worldwide extermination. The UN officially says 80%. Prince Philip says 80%. Ted Turner says 90%. But I've had the higher level bioweapons technicians openly say, we're going to wipe everybody out. They even make movies with Bruce Willis to throw it in your face. And getting you ready for the sacrifice of humanity on the altar of Satan. Do you have the strength to admit it's happening? Or is it too over the top for you to face? All right. I want to go to your phone calls. I had Joel Skousen joining us. I was going off into modern third-wave feminism that has always been about, in their own manuals, their own training books, on record, to end the family as we know it. I mean, that's in the textbooks, and it's archaic, get rid of it, it's horrible, and that women are better than men, as if we're not all the same species, and haven't been through this whole thing together and love each other. And they use case point examples to create a tribalism within the family unit itself. The ultimate divide and conquer. And going back to the Romans, they would say go into Germania or go into Gaul or go into Brittany. And they would generally just kill all the adult males because, you know, they're not going to submit. They'd never be at their own farm with their own wife and kids. They're going to get mad when you're raping their wife and you're selling your daughters and sons off. So they'd kill everybody above the age of 10. All males above the age of 10 would be killed. And then they would take usually a 5 or 6 year old boy who they claim had misbehaved, and they would torture him to death in front of the women. A lot of times they'd take 4 or 5 hours to get that job done. It's in the manuals. There's different ones out there. This is in mainline history. You can go look it up for yourself. And then they tell the women with their interpreter. Because the Romans always had their sub cohorts that were made up of local contingents that they'd actually trained back in Rome and brought back. And they'd tell them, listen, you ever let one of your boys or girls do anything wrong or not what we say, we're going to kill 3 or 4 of them. And what did Mama become instantly at that point? The ultimate enforcer. The women are brought in the house. The men are kept out in the barn, not allowed to learn or read. And within a generation or two, it becomes permanent slave classes. There were some slaves in Rome 5, 6, 7 generations. The women could be scribes and write and do everything, would even be the most trusted people. They would be called legates for the family. They would be sent on long missions. And the men would be out of the barn and weren't even allowed to know how to basically talk. That was taken in Latin, into French, into the Caribbean, and put into place there, and then brought into the United States. And when you see all this, that's what it is, period. And so when you see LBJ and the Great Leap Forward and the Great Society and all that garbage, that's what that is ending families. And you see within 2 generations, almost complete devastation. These are sciences of control. And if it ain't broke, don't fix it. It's pretty amazing, isn't it? And Pope Francis has called for world government again. He said Islam is never violent, never bad. Bring more in. And that it's horrible if you criticize Islam. I read that last hour, played the clips. He says we should have a new humanity. Quote, without borders or barriers, who cannot see them? But that means you're ruled by global government. It's on, ladies and gentlemen. Everyone is joining Sauron, to use that as an allegory right now. Except for Russia and Donald Trump and UKIP and InfoWars and Drudge and others who aren't insane. And who are informed. Radical Islam is being allowed in everywhere to take over, as I predicted years ago. It's not hard. So that we have to conform to it and get rid of our free speech, because it's our fault when they attack us or kill us. And now we've gone beyond 1984, changing the names of attackers from Ali to David and saying they're not Islamic, even as they pledge allegiance to ISIS and Al-Qaeda. So it is a false flag. And then groups out there misrepresent what I'm saying and say that I'm not saying it's a false flag. Our governments are illegitimate. They open the door. They're bringing the people in. They run the whole show. Hollande and Merkel and all of them. Merkel has declared permanent civil emergency and put troops on the streets. They changed the German law since 1945 that they can't use troops to suppress population. They've arrested more than 20,000 people the last 2 years that mildly criticized Islam and given them giant multi-thousand euro fines. Europe is like the new Soviet Union. Meanwhile, look at this report, and then I'm taking your phone calls. In fact, I'm going to cover this once. Skousen joins us. Exclusive from Breitbart, up on drudgereport.com. NSA architect, I should have asked him this when he was on last week, William Benny, says the NSA has all of Clinton's emails. Of course they do. And that's the thing in law. Couldn't you go to the NSA and make them show that you were somewhere else than where they claim when you're under a murder investigation or something? But not anymore. And the courts would say, well, that's secret. We're not going to let you use it. If you're going to spy on everybody, why don't you at least let it prove we didn't do what we see? See, no, it's all for evil intent. They won't even check the IDs or the passports of the, quote, immigrants and the migrants and the refugees that are coming in, because they're not refugees. They're the families and the young fighting men, 80% of them being military age. You know, that's a little telltale sign. They got kicked. They got their butt kicked. They announced Sunday, London Telegraph, but it was this article about how mean it is. Jihadis returning from fighting in Libya and Syria and Chechnya and other areas that were allowed to, you know, go by MI6, they're going to have to go to sensitivity training for a 1 week class when they get back. They should be arrested for fighting with ISIS when they get back. But see, the media spins it like those poor little babies. And now in many areas, the majority of the time when you get a knock on the door about your kid playing in the backyard in England or didn't take your vaccine or you said something political, it's an Islamicist who can barely speak English. And they know they're in charge. And they know a deal's been made, and they come from countries where it's all about political subterfuge, and it's all about who you backstab, and it's all about working with the state, and it's all about being cutthroat. As our media tells us, they're so virtuous, they're so loving, they're the new enforcer in Europe. Julian Assange, oh, the big liberal, a real liberal. Hacked emails include info on Hillary's arming of jihadists, including ISIS in Syria. Well, we know she did that, but yes, they've got them. He says they're about to be released. Good. Release them now. Hillary Clinton denied she knew about weapons shipments during public testimony under oath in early 2013 after a Benghazi terrorist attack. Senator Rand Paul questioned Hillary Clinton about the gun-running program back in 2013 during her testimony on the Benghazi terrorist attack. Assange told Democracy Now! The WikiLeaks DNC emails contains information on the weapons shipments to Syria. We already know from the people that did it. We had the whistleblowers on. It's now been admitted they were arming them. And then it gets worse. The Clinton Foundation, state and Kremlin connections. Why did Hillary's State Department urge U.S. investors to fund Russia's research for military uses and give them uranium? And her own chief of staff got $35 million from a Putin group to transfer weapons. You ask, why would they do stuff like this? Because the globalists are weapons merchants, and they want to play both sides of the equation. And they've always got technology a couple generations ahead of it. And they're all tricked by the spirit of this world that they're going to somehow manage all this and control all this when really they're just going to destroy the planet, which is what the devil is out to do. But not until the globalists supposedly have their artificial transcendent technology to merge and become binary silicon life forms. And I know the New York Times and everybody makes jokes when I talk about that. I'm quoting the head of Google Technology Development, Kurzweil. I'm quoting here the cosmology, the religion of the controllers. We're going to go to break and come right back with your phone calls. And we'll take calls continually while Skousen's on with us. Just know that we do have a special, and your purchase is from our operation. We had hundreds of items on sale. That super special's ended, but I've gone up to the next level on this. We've got Brain Force, the nootropic, DNA Force, the amazing nerve factor regrower, you name it. It's just go see it for yourself. It's too over the top, what it does to your cells and getting the toxins out. And, of course, the great vitamin mineral fusion, fruit punch, multivitamin mineral fusion, all of that, 40% off for the Brain Force, 30% off DNA Force, vitamin mineral fusion. And here's the big one, free shipping on everything. Not just those three items. Free shipping on everything at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. For the nutraceuticals, or call toll-free 888-253-3139. And you can get an additional 10% off on those record discounts when you sign up for AutoShip for the supplements. Stay with us.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator, but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple thousand dollars worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Think body armor is just for commandos? Think again. In a collapse situation, you need to protect your entire family. Infidel Body Armor has created lightweight armor that repels AR-15 and AK-47 rounds. And priced at around $500, it won't break the bank. The whole kit weighs just 10 pounds, light enough for your 7-year-old or 70-year-old. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and get yours today. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Today, I became a biophoton woman. I put a tablespoon of the Andreas 5-seed oil in my morning's One World Way drink and was still happy and energized at 3 p.m. Normally, I feel tired and spacey at the end of the day, but today I felt energy and very clear. My friend at the farmer's market asked what I was on. She said my eyes looked bright and I had unusual energy for that time of afternoon. I told her there was a magical oil that enables my body to absorb the sun's energy as if I were a plant. She said, I want some. Second, One World Way shake with the oil when I got home took me to bedtime with that wonderful, abundant energy. I couldn't believe how much I got done and how great I felt. The combination of One World Way and 5-seed oil produced a significant health event in my life, the kind that makes you feel you've been giving your life back with a bonus, and I'm 64.
5-seed oil and One World Way for your fantastic health. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, there's a article that just went up. We're going to red link on InfoWars.com. It's got two investigative video reports in it. I'm asking everyone to send this out on your Twitter, your Facebook, YouTube, everywhere. Crooked Hillary will try to steal election from Trump. If she stole the primary, she's going to steal the general, warns Alex Jones. And then we're going to have a bunch of investigative reports breaking all this down. Right now, let's go to your phone calls. Corey and Michael and Christian and Peter and many, many others. Let's go ahead and talk to Corey in Washington. You're on the air.
Is this Alex?
Yes, sir. You're on the air worldwide.
Hey. Much respect to you. Thank you so much for
taking
my
brother.
Call. I'm a veteran out of Washington State. I'm actually from Oregon, Grants Pass, Oregon, and served 12 years, went to Iraq for 3 years.
God bless you, brother.
Yeah, I got the got some great news for you, though. I got the anthrax vaccine in Germany in 2002, and then shortly thereafter started suffering some pretty bad blisters. And they kind of like discarded it as, you know, it was just autoimmune disorder called erythema multiforme. And then in 2012, after I got out, I had a severe reaction that caused blisters all over my body. And once that went down, they started doing, you know, biopsies on me. The VA did a little bit more research on it. And they come to find out this last year, after being hospitalized for 3 days, there was a disease called Behçet's disease. And Behçet's is like an extreme neurological disorder that causes, you know, brain lesions.
No, I know what it is. Gardasil does this to people, too. This is a standard. That's an experimental vaccine that stopped doing it 3 times. They are literally soft-killing the troops. It doesn't protect you from anthrax. We've covered this extensively. It's horrible. And I'm so sorry they did that to you. Of course, they'll tell you there's no side effects and it's totally safe, even though the insert says this is experimental and only by order of the Department of Defense.
Yeah, and then they basically said, hey, if you don't get this shot, you're going to spend 24 hours on CQ duty. You know, and we just said, hey, I was the guy back then where the only thing I wanted to do was serve my country. I mean, I didn't care about going and killing people. 9/11 just happened.
Sure, I understand. So, sir, you were saying good news. This sounds like bad news. What happened?
Well, the good news is that so this last year, you know, I had a really heart-to-heart with God. Basically, it came down to saying, all right, well, this is your body. This is your soul. This is your country. All right. So how are you going to fix your country if you cannot fix yourself? And it was at the point where I was hearing, you know, delusional voices. And the VA kept on saying, well, it's just a skin disorder. That's post-traumatic stress disorder. You might have another problem with your brain, or, you know, you might have...
It can cause an autoimmune thing on the brain, yeah.
Correct. So all these manifestations started happening. It basically got to the point where it's like, God, I'm hearing these voices. I don't know if it's you or if it's something else out there. I need clarity. And so it came down to the point where it was like, I wanted to just kill myself. You know, I mean, you call up the 1-800 suicide line, and the first thing they ask you, they don't even ask you your name. They ask you, are you suicidal? Every human being right now is suicidal.
Yeah, they're trying to get you in the system. They're trying to not give you hope, and they want you to kill yourself at these systems. But that's why we have record suicides, 24 a day. So what else happened?
So basically what had occurred was the only thing that kept me grounded was psychedelics, to be honest with you. And I'd only been starting psychedelics to integrate into a therapy called holographic epistemology. And epistemology is obviously the history of, you know, the grounded root. The logos, you know, the spirit, the ancient, you know.
So what happened? I mean, were you able spiritually to transcend this, or what happened?
Yes, absolutely. So it basically came down to two different things, was my own personal history and my bad habits. So it was basically I had to control my habits in my life, introduce, you know, I looked at the supplements you started using on your website. I was really short on cash, and I had to figure out some alternative. I was homeless, you know, running around the country, living out of my car. And I realized, you know, I was putting in so much bad junk into my system, to include bad information, bad reading, bad talk. Everything was so wrong. And so it wasn't that I was seeing it myself, but something was being introduced into my diet that was actually making me say, okay, this is...
Absolutely. All works together. We're almost out of time, brother. We're taking calls here, but I appreciate your testimony. What it comes down to is I'll be at a party with my kids, and I'll see the Doritos with MSG. I tell them don't eat it, they eat it, and then they act like demons. I mean, as long as they don't get aspartame or MSG or red dye number, whatever, they're great kids. And this is all pharmakia. This is how the globalists control us. So we got 30 seconds. How did it end, my friend? I love your testimony.
We developed a technology in Chicago based upon holographic projectionism. It's a new technology.
Well, send me some info. I appreciate your call. We got a lot of callers here. Corey wants to talk about Drudge Headline and Hillary and emails. We got Peter wants to talk about the election. Christian wants to talk about Trump, Russia hack emails. Michael wants to talk about assassination of Trump. So we'll talk about all of that, and then we're going to be getting on the line Joel Skousen of World Affairs Brief. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Dr. Otto Warburg won the Nobel Prize for discovering how cells breathe. He also discovered how normal cells turn into tumor cells. He discovered the one prime cause of cancer was cellular oxygen deficiency. Dr. Joanna Budwig built upon the work of Dr. Warburg and discovered how to feed the cells to overcome this oxygen deficiency. She found that it was the sulfur in the cottage cheese that when mixed with fresh pressed flax oil, that the flax oil would become emulsified and more readily absorbed. Flax oil delivered in this manner was able to restore oxygen transfer to all cells of the body. Now there's a new method of pressing seed oils that produces the highest quality, zero oxidation, undamaged seed oils. The results on these seed oils alone are amazing. Now add our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein Powder that is much higher in the sulfur amino acids than cottage cheese is, and you have a winning combination to confer health and energy like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Think body armor is just for commandos? Think again. In a collapse situation, you need to protect your entire family. Infidel Body Armor has created lightweight armor that repels AR-15 and AK-47 rounds. And priced at around $500, it won't break the bank. The whole kit weighs just 10 pounds. Light enough for your 7-year-old or 70-year-old. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and get yours today. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
All right, we're back. Hope's openly announcing world government, saying open your borders up. There's no such thing as Muslim terror. The PSYOP has intensified. Former head of the NSA, a technical division, has come out and said, look, they got copies of all of Hillary's emails. And that's a really good point to make. And we've got a new story up on InfoWars.com. Crooked Hillary will try to steal the election from Trump. If she stole the primary, she's going to steal the general. And again, people say, well, what do you do about the fraud? You have a landslide to counter that. But more importantly, you point out she stole it from Sanders and make that the ongoing issue to get the Sanders voters. And I can tell you that people close to Trump, as close as you can get, know that that is a major, major, major issue. And they're actually looking at how you broach it. But you have this whole compendium of corruption. So people understand it. They know it. Trump has said he's taking the gloves off. We are going to be putting together, this just begins it, investigative reports with all the video clips, all the documentation, all the numbers that show how they stole it from Sanders, how they try to steal it from Trump, and where all this is going to be going, and how they're fixing Google, fixing Facebook, fixing the Reuters polls, top pollsters or even nonpartisan are coming out and saying this is a total fraud. And people say, well, she'll just steal it. No, all the experts agree. It's hard to steal a landslide. And then Trump will be able to challenge that. So we have to make the issue that she is crooked and has lied and has stolen things before so that when they try it again, they don't get away with it. We're affecting the battle space. Now, Tolskowski's going to be with us about 40 minutes in the next hour. Then I'll cover news the last 20 minutes. Then we have coming up after that. In the fourth hour, David Knight, who always does a great job, and the Nightly News Tonight, 7 o'clock Central. But I promise to go to more of your calls today, so we will. In fact, in the last 20, 30 minutes of the next hour, we'll do that as well. But I want to go to folks that have been holding since the last hour, and then we'll go to the editor of World Affairs Brief, Phil Skousen, to cover the waterfront and give us his informative perspective on things that are happening around the world. I just want a laundry list with Joel Skousen today. Everything from Zika popping up in Florida, 10 cases, to what's happening with the economy, to what's happening with Russia, what's happening with the emails, all of this and a lot more today. But right now, let's go to Christian in Louisiana. Thanks for holding her on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Can you, very glad to be talking to you, first-time caller.
Thank you.
A couple of years ago, during the Ukrainian crisis, I did a lot of extensive research into Russia because Dad fought communists all for all of the occurred army and all that. But I did a lot of research on the different things. And
we're going to get Joel Skousen's take on that in a minute. Go ahead.
But over the recent thing, it was the mainstream media arguing, like, Donald Trump's doing treason because he's asking Russia for help with this, about the emails, and it's affecting our party. Click with me. There was a treaty signed. It was called the United States of America treaty with the Russian Federation over mutual
to fight organized crime
of criminal matters. It was actually signed by Bill Clinton, and it allows the two parties between Russia and America to trade informational records, history, documents, and everything down to
sure. But that's classified. That's classified information. Look, the issue is he doesn't have these Russian connections. Hillary has been selling out our uranium, our weapons secrets to the Chinese, to the Russians, and to everybody. So it's ridiculous for her to claim that, you know, somehow Trump works with Putin. Clearly the Russians don't want Hillary in there because she's so hawkish. And so clearly the Russians have been involved in a lot of this, both from my own research and sources. But I hear you. That's a great point, Christian. There are laws that Russia and the United States supposedly are going to work together fighting organized crime. Great point. Okay, I'm going to move quick because I want to go to our guest. Let's go ahead and talk to Peter in Michigan. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex Jones, what's up, man?
Hey.
Shout out.
Hey, brother.
Michigan. Hey, man. We love you over here. Great.
Thank you.
Great stuff. Yeah, watch you every night. So I was watching one of your videos last night, and you were talking about, you know, his emergency alert and the landslide and whatnot. And, you know, I really see that landslide happening. You know, if you look at Democrats or Republicans or even independents and what's been going on, like in Detroit, they built like some satanic altar. You look at in New York, they're trying to build the Arches of Baal. They're trying to have a global.
They're now trying to teach in public school Satanism. An after-school Satan club could be coming to your kid's elementary school. With all the criminal behavior connected to Satanism and everything, parents would be insane to let their kids even go to a school that has a Satan club.
Yeah. And just piggybacking on what you said, little boys and little girls taking showers together, if you really read that bill, I mean, that's what it's pushing.
What it is it's weak people looking for power.
So if you look at, like, whether you're Democrat or Republican, people are just, you know, with your show kind of exposing everything and just people kind of waking up, like you said, maybe being deprogrammed, I don't see how Trump can't win in a landslide. I mean, it's just you have good and evil almost. It's like, you know.
Well, it's the demographics, though, of the blue states and all the election fraud. There's a lot of evidence that 7 to 10% are closeted. And they've got internal polling that shows that. And so they think that's going to swing enough of these states. But if they steal Florida or something from Trump, where he's probably 10 points ahead, he'll lose. So it gets into the electoral process. But that's a really good point, Peter. I'll ask that question as well of the editor of worldaffairsbrief.com, Joel Skousen, and get his take on that in a moment. Thank you, Peter. Appreciate you calling. Let's go ahead and talk to Michael in Louisiana. You're on the air. Thanks for calling.
Hey, Alex. Listen. I wanted to bring up a issue. I was reading the other day about how they're letting the guy that tried to kill Reagan out of prison.
John Hinckley Jr.
Yep. And I was wondering if you think maybe they'll try to use him to try to assassinate Trump, since they are obviously losing.
You know, I thought it was like an omen or a bellwether, but I don't like to, I didn't comment on air, but you asked, that after 35 years of him being in the mental institution, and of course, his family meeting with the Bushes, according to the Denver Post, days before, and that whole creepy thing and what was done, and the fact that Reagan and, of course, Herbert Walker were basically enemies, and Reagan, you know, would quote John Birch Society material and things and talk about the New World Order Trilateral Commission when he was running against Bush. He was forced in 1980 to put him on the ticket. I thought that was really, really weird and just signifies, hey, you know, you do something for us, we'll let you out. He's had a pampered lifestyle, reportedly, with his own little wing of the facility for 35 years. And I think the guy should be executed because that will put the fear of God into these people that openly are engaged in these type of activities. So, yeah, I think it's a bellwether.
Well, I completely agree, and I find the timing just, you know, very suspicious. And I'm afraid for Donald Trump, and I hope that they don't try to take our savior from us.
Well, I don't want to call him our savior, and Donald Trump's got his own issues, but he's anti-globalist. He isn't out to get the country. He's been against NAFTA and GATT for 20-something years, and they're scared to death of him, and the whole power structure is against him because he does sing to his own sheet of music. And their entire world government program, the Washington Post, the Economist magazine, the Financial Times of London, the People's Daily in China, they've all hit the alarm bells and said, world government's in trouble. We've got to get Hillary in. So shame on all the Bernie people and anybody else if you don't vote for Trump. It is a referendum on free and open elections in this country. But even if they steal it from him, Hillary's got so much baggage that their program is in trouble. I know we've got unlimited calls, 800-259-9231. We'll take some later if folks want to hold. But I now want to go to Joel Skousen of World Affairs Brief, former Marine Corps officer, fighter pilot in the Vietnam era, patriot, comes from a long line of patriots, Cleon Skousen, the naked communist. The folks back at the beginning, 60 years ago, ringing the alarm bells and being proven right about what we face. What we face. I mean, Joseph McCarthy, they've released a lot of the Soviet files. And as soon as he said, our government's funding the communists, boom, they removed him. It's okay to say there's communists and take American rights to fight it, but not to say it was a program of the ultra-rich. Carol Quigley later wrote a book admitting it. And that was because people at the State Department couldn't understand. We're fascist, we're communist, we're authoritarian. What's going on? Who are we? And he explained how it worked to them. They've got all these different flavors of authoritarianism that the central banks globally manipulate and play off against each other in a dialectic to consolidate control. But now, their whole project's in trouble to the point they've got to have the Pope uncloak himself and come out and just call for stuff that is unbelievable. Joel Skousen, you heard a lot of those questions that the listeners were bringing up. There's so many things to tackle. In a few minutes, tell us some of the things you think we should go over today, and then obviously we'll cover the waterfront. Thanks for joining us.
Well, it's good to be with you, Alex. Of course, we need to cover the election and Donald Trump and how they plan on defeating him. And, you know, what Trump is not doing, I think, to help out his own cause. That's of serious concern to me. I think we need to talk about, you know, the cover-up of Hillary, the kind of immunity that Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton have. We need to talk about the Republicans that are switching sides and planning on voting for Hillary Clinton. It's interesting to see who they are and what that portends. We also need to talk, I think, about the Middle East and where that's going in terms of ISIS and trying to defeat it, which Donald Trump says he's going to do, but I don't think he can.
Well, let's start with the election.
Well, the important point, I think, is that I am really not convinced that we're going to have a landslide yet. We could very easily have a landslide if Donald Trump would be more careful about what he says. He seems to have a very sore spot about being attacked. When he got attacked by Mr. and Mrs. Khan at the Democratic National Committee, he came out in a reactionary way of condemning them. Instead of saying, for example, you know, the politically astute thing would have been to say, look, Mr. you are not the kind of people that I would have stopped from coming into the country. I did not say stop all Muslims. I said we stop it until we have a proper vetting process. And you obviously would have gone through and achieved a proper vetting. I mean, he would have gained tons of points, and but you cannot come out and attack a set of parents whose child or whose son was killed in the military. You just can't do that. And it's the same thing of attacking the Mexican judge. It just wasn't well thought out of. And, with a 60-plus point negative rating that Hillary Clinton has and Donald Trump has, the one who's going to win this election are the ones who are going to appeal to the 40% that aren't part of these two solid blocks of socialist Democrats turning to Hillary or pro-globalist people turning to Hillary and the anti-establishment people. There's a solid 30% block that's for Donald Trump, but there's a massive block of 40%. But Donald Trump's got to get a significant amount of that. They want to believe there's someone else other than the establishment. But I just am waiting for Donald Trump to show some restraint in terms of what he reacts to when he gets attacked. So I'm concerned about that, Alex. Now, I really think that they are going to throw the election. Look, when Brent Scowcroft, when Richard Armitage, when Henry Polson and a half a dozen other big name globalists, neocons, Bob Kagan come out and endorse Hillary Clinton, these are nominal Republicans. I mean, these are neocons. These are people who aren't true Republicans. So it's no big deal for them to come out and say that, except that it is providing kind of a bandwagon effect that other liberal Republicans may be swayed or moderate Republicans may be swayed to vote for Hillary Clinton. I mean, as I pointed out last election in 2012, when they tried to say, you eliminate, you had 8 million less people who voted in 2012 than 2008, I just found that incredible, unbelievable. There was so much more intensity against Barack Obama. And even with Mitt Romney's problems, I mean, he was fairly charismatic. He was a good-looking person. He was well-spoken. There's just no way that he would have pulled less people than John McCain did, who's, a turncoat, a rhino Republican. Nobody trusted John McCain except the middle-of-the-road people. So I think that at the federal level, they actually eliminated 8 to 10 million votes to reelect Barack Obama.
Well, that's right. Mitt Romney was way better and much more popular and more charismatic than McCain, who was a total stand-in shill, Quisling. So definitely there is election fraud going on. What does Donald Trump do about that? I mean, she stole the nomination. I think he makes it all about this.
Well, I think you have to look at how the nomination was stolen. The technique is different than what they would have to do to steal an election from Donald Trump. I mean, for example, they had the superdelegates. They had the loaded dice against Sanders from the very beginning, and there was some actual vote fraud during some of the elections, the five major eastern cities that should have gone to Sanders that went to Hillary Clinton. But, it's awfully, and you notice they didn't do exit polling, of course, in primaries. And so it becomes very easy to fudge the actual results. I mean, that's one of the ways that the Brexit vote went against them is they had paper ballots instead of electronic voting, and they didn't have exit polling. So made it very, very difficult, even though they probably tried.
Sir Joel, just to be clear, though, I'm not even talking about trying to block the theft. Let's talk about that next. But first, I'm saying make it a big issue that Hillary stole the primary, had the delegates come in and ignore the popular vote, and make that the issue, because that, to me, is the biggest naked fraud out there so far.
Right. I completely agree, Alex. It's a good point to make. But when you prepare for, the national election, there will be exit polling. And exit polling means that they've got to keep the fudging of the votes within 10%, or people say, wow, something's really wrong when the exit polling differs from the final results by more than 10%. Even when it violates more than 5%, it's really a problem that they have to explain away. So, as I say, in 2012, they didn't try to do a lot of state rigging of elections, even though, you have your machines in New York, in Chicago, in L.A., and where they can, fudge. They do a lot of fudging, of course, in 2012 by the Supreme Court and other courts overruling voter ID laws, making sure that any illegal could get in there and vote. And so that probably accounted for several million votes. But boy, I tell you, that wasn't enough in 2012. I think they simply eliminated 10 million votes at the national level. And so whose 10 million votes were they? From what states? You can't tell because if a state challenges the federal. And remember, in 2012, that's the first time that all the votes from every state were tallied at the national level, not at the state level. And so it made it very easy to fudge the result. If any state challenged it, they would say, oh, yes, you have exactly what you give it to us. And they would, you know, adjust the tally from some other state. It's kind of like a roving, shifting, hide the peanut under the walnut shell. They can get away with that at the national level. And I don't know of any way to stop that, really. Even paper ballots won't, a challenge won't work at a state level if it's tallied at the national level.
Joel, when we come back, I want to ask you what you think they're going to do if Hillary's able to steal it and get in versus scenarios if Trump is able to get in, because we're only 3 months out from this happening. What do you think Obama and the globalists will do in the few months they're still in December and part of January while they're still sitting in there? I see they've got contingencies with Paul Ryan. You know, it's coming out, plans to sabotage things if Trump does get in. And a lot more with Joel Skousen, editor-in-chief at worldaffairsbrief.com. I'm Alex Jones at Infowars.com. Our backup site is prisonplanet.com. And by the way, there's more and more censorship taking place. There's an info war going on. Please spread those articles and videos. That's what the system hates.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
Is your soul immortal? I was taught that when you die, it was either eternal bliss in heaven or eternal torment in hell. What if you found out that your soul isn't immortal and that it can die? We built a website for the curious. It's called thebiblesaysthat.org. What you've been taught might not actually be in the Bible. Thebiblesaysthat.org dismantles misguided religious doctrines and helps you find your own way, your own answers, straight from the Bible. Find out who's really immortal at thebiblesaysthat.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator, but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple thousand dollars worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com.
And we are back. We're going to take some of your phone calls in the next hour. Joel Skousen is our guest. I'm Alex Jones. We are having to end all those big specials where we had like 40 to 30 to 20% off on everything. We had to end that super sale. I want to thank you all for your support. The revenue that comes in obviously funds this independent operation, plus you get great products at very, very affordable prices, and sometimes the very best prices out there. But it is a moral choice. You're funding us with your free association, with your free will, and what's left of the free market, and I want to thank you all for your support. But I am extending the sale on three items: Vitamin Mineral Fusion Fruit Punch Drink. It's great for yourself, your kids, you name it. DNA Force and Brain Force. 40% off on Brain Force, 30% off on DNA Force, 30% off on Vitamin Mineral Fusion, and something we didn't have running in the special, free shipping on all items at InfoWarsStore.com. That's thousands of items, InfoWarsStore.com. And you can still get 10% off additionally when you sign up for auto ship on items that you'd want to auto ship, like coffee or Vitamin Mineral Fusion or lung cleanse or whatever products you're getting. InfoWarsStore.com or call toll free 888-253-3139. Now, going back to Joel Skousen, who, by the way, we made a film with him about strategic relocation and carry his book at InfoWarsStore.com. You should get that as well. Invaluable information to be prepared. He's like the top guy out there on those subjects, undoubtedly. I guess you could say indisputably. A lot of folks say he's about the best there is. But getting back with Joel Skousen here, we've got the Washington Post, everybody, as I said earlier, with headlines like, "As globalism is in deep trouble, G20 doubles down," and all these admissions of world government in deep trouble because of nationalism, the Brexit, all of it. They always wanted to have this world government project in the dark. Now, because of you and many others and Donald Trump, we're having a real debate. I don't see how they can succeed long term as more and more people understand the Federal Reserve's private, as more and more people understand the conspiracy, Joel. So in your gut, I mean, what do you see happening if a Hillary gets in versus a Trump? Just in the few minutes we have in this short segment, what's the big picture for Team Humanity against Team Technocrat?
Well, there's a massive uprising against globalism worldwide, or especially in Europe and the United States, and Donald Trump has tapped into that in a popular sense. He's not only going to, swore that he will not sign the TPP or the TTIP. He will undo NAFTA, GATT, and World Trade Organization and start to do individual treaties with individual countries. So this is a real strong position that I don't think he can ever back down on. So that's one of the reasons why I think the globalists cannot afford to let Donald
Trump. That's the big one, isn't it? That's the big one.
That's the big one. I mean, the borders thing is also a big one because this is a major conflict creation agenda. And to water down conservative voting power in both Europe and the United States, if you water it down with unlimited immigration, this is the big thing that Hillary will, in fact, just swamp us. Within 100 days, she's going to have massive amnesty. She's going to continue everything that Donald Trump is against, and including more Muslim refugees that will double or triple coming into the United States. This is going to be a massive problem that, as you know, Alex, will never be undone. Once these people get here, they will never be shipped back. The illegals will never be shipped. Now, I personally do believe in self-deportation, meaning that if you start to enforce deportation and you strip people of other things to pay for it and things, there's a massive incentive to get back to Mexico before you get forcibly deported. And so I think this whole thing about you just can't deport 11 million people is just baloney. You can if you start to enforce the law. And I'm not sure that Donald Trump has the right tactics in that role, but clearly Hillary Clinton, it's the end of the world for the conservative movement, because first of all, you're going to flood the country with voters who will vote Democratic. You'll never win another election again. She'll flood the Supreme Court, could be up to 3 or 4 replacements during her term. And so you'll never win another Supreme Court decision again. Those are the two major things, I think. Plus, the war on terror, it looks like Donald Trump would get suckered into fighting.
Stay right there, back in 70 seconds. This is the end of the republic if it happens. It's just unbelievable. We'll be back. Stay with us.
Radio Network.